Synthetic vision for under $5,000. This AV Web Audio special from AOPA Expo is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Walk around the displays of AOPA Expo and you'll see dozens of digital flight displays from the new L3 Smart Deck down to attitude displays that run on a smartphone. Jeff Van West of our sister publication, IFR Magazine, caught up with Jeff Simon of VistaNav, who explains what makes their synthetic vision system different and what's coming down the road for their platform.
So Jeff, recently there was an article in Aviation Consumer talking about your product. And the gist of the article was that you are really the only company that does what you do. So explain to me, what exactly is it you do and how do you accomplish it?
Well, we're very happy to see that article because we've been doing this now for over 2 years. So it's not even something completely new what we do. But it is truly, truly revolutionary in aircraft navigation. And what that is synthetic vision. And synthetic vision revolutionizes the way that you can fly in an approach in IFR. It's a backup system that we have. It's supplemental to the certified avionics on the aircraft. But what it does is it allows you to see an approach in 3D. The entire approach, you may have heard of the concept of highway in the sky approaches. It allows you to see the approach ahead of you and actually just steer onto it as you would a highway, see the airport in the distance, have perfect three-dimensional situational awareness in a way that's just as good, if not better, than what you'd have in VFR. And I say just as good, if not better, because when you're in VFR, you're scanning around looking for the airport. You can see out, you can see the terrain. But in synthetic vision, we can take the world that you have today that has the airport in it and the terrain, and we can actually add identifiers that show you the entire approach path and show you off in the distance, VORs, the localizer, the NDBs in the distance, other alternate airports that you could go to. It's very, very exciting. And one of the most important things, even for low-time IFR pilots, is that just by nature of the technology, when you can see in 3D, you're always ahead of the aircraft. And we talk about being ahead of the aircraft a lot in traditional IFR navigation, but in truth, you're always still behind it. You're doing whatever you can to be on the right numbers and approach speeds and path and descent rate, but you're still responding to deviations in the needles. When you can truly see in synthetic vision in 3D and see what's ahead of you, you can actually plan for it. You can steer towards it. You can see what's happening with winds in the same way as you do it with regular VFR flying. So it's very, very exciting.
Excellent.
More on VistaNav synthetic vision in just a moment. Today's special coverage from AOPA Expo is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset.
Now, recently VistaNav has released some new hardware that was included in the article as well. Can you talk to me about the new hardware and what it has and its options?
Yes, our first product was the CIS 1000 system, which runs on a tablet PC with Mercury's proprietary inertial navigation unit, providing completely independent attitude and GPS and barometric pressure information. Now we have the CIS 2000 and 2200 systems, which provide dramatically increased capabilities for graphics processing and completely independent units that give us between 30 and 50 frames per second. And to give you an idea of that, the basic unit does 8 to 12 frames per second. The human eye perceives somewhere in the range of 30, 35 frames per second before it looks like normal motion. And we're all the way up towards 30 to 50 frames per second. It makes a big difference. And the bottom line is, synthetic vision technology takes a lot of power, and it just doesn't run on the systems that are out there today at the level of where we really want to go. We're even talking to airlines now that are very interested in the work that we're doing.
Now, what are the price points for the systems?
The CIS 2000 system is $6,500 for a complete system, and that's the 2000, and then we have options for high-capacity solid state and other options on top of that, but you're out the door at $6,500.
And what do I get as a complete system? Is that just the display, or is that, how does that work? What am I buying?
Everything from soup to nuts. You're getting a base compute unit that goes anywhere you want to in the aircraft. You're getting extremely high performance glass on glass resistive touch display that goes in your cockpit with avionics interface, buttons, and all the software, everything you need out the door. And this does weather and traffic as options on top of that.
And it includes the inertial navigation system.
Yes, the base unit is a high-performance computer system that has built-in preheating, backup battery, as well as built into the unit, the barometric pressure sensors, solid-state gyros, and the WASP GPS.
Excellent. Approach plate capabilities?
Yep. In addition to this, you know, this is our forte, obviously, is doing synthetic vision. That's the cutting edge. But that doesn't mean that we don't have everything that leads up to that. We have 2D navigation, as I said, weather, traffic, everything that you need as far as basic flight planning, charts, and plates. And we're soon coming up with an interface with Jeppesen that's going to be able to have full JEP charts and many other capabilities that go along with that.
So, finishing up here, what's coming down the line for VistaNav? What do you have either just come out or on the horizon?
Well, we're very excited, of course, that we're now in this open environment, this open architecture that we developed for the 2000. And that means that customers who buy now are going to continue to get upgraded with what goes on within it, because we own the architecture. So we're going to be staying on top of the latest in terms of weather improvements. As I said, moving in with Jeppesen, importing more information as far as what kind of charts can go on there, more approaches. It's a sky's the limit. We're looking into ADS-B integration. There is just a ton of things that are going to be coming down as the technology of the entire world gets there. And the only thing that I'd like to just add to this is one of the most satisfying and exciting things about being in this, to date with a few hundred or more systems out there, we already have 5 customers who have called us up that have had instrument or electrical system failures in IMC. And have used our system to be able to not just keep the sunny side up and get to safety, but navigate a complete approach in IFR as a backup without even declaring emergency and get themselves down to safety. And frankly, that's what makes me sleep well at night.
Excellent. Thanks so much for taking the time today, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Simon of VistaNav. You've been listening to one of several extra audio features we're releasing this week from AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut. Be sure and watch AFWeb.com for the latest audio, print, and video coverage. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@AFWeb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney for the AFWeb Audio News Team. Thanks for listening.